There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can share with us your thoughts on whatever's on your mind here. It doesn't have to be what we've been discussing, which has been everything from Liberland, the new possible settlement that could be coming soon to Liberland. Also, dumbing down of lyrics. There's a study that's been done over the last decade of pop music, as well as country and, R&B, rap, and rock. They studied different genres, and they determined that there was a definite dumbing down over time, going from, like, already fairly dumb of third to fourth grade level reading of the lyrics to second to third grade level.
And the unlikely result that country came out as the smartest genre.
Yeah, this was kind of a shocker to me. We can continue with that discussion here. We also had Miles call in at the end of the last hour. He wanted to bring up a topic we had discussed previously on the show, which was about video game and porn addiction. He says he's an addict, but it doesn't harm his life, that he has it under control, that he in fact says it is enhancing his life, his addiction to video games and pornography. You don't go a day without either, Miles, and but you say that, you still hold a job, you're productive, you're getting the bills paid, so...
As do 99% of people in my same scenario, yes, which is what you guys got
wrong. But does that mean they're addicted? I mean, if you're not, if there's not some sort of problem with the withdrawal, right? Like withdrawal.
They're addicted in the way that guy that is trying to create this hysteria is using the word, which means using every day. He's saying that there's
a habit,
big problem,
isn't it? I mean, isn't that a habit versus an addiction? I mean, I do certain things every day, but if I were to stop doing those things, would there be a detriment to me? I think
call it habit or addiction, the point still stands that the guy is trying to say that there's a big problem when there really is none. And what I want to make clear is that every time you hear someone saying that a new something comes out about video games or killing the youth or porn addiction is a big problem, what's the main – the common thread between all the people saying it is that they're all like – in their 50s or 60s and have
Zimbardo
absolutely
is pretty old,
no
he's
idea.
In his late 60s.
They just don't understand.
They do not understand at all. Mm. And it's the same old rock and roll is killing the youth argument. They do not understand.
Okay, so but for me, like, I don't play video games every day, but when I do play a video game, I will binge on it for a series of hours, and I know that's hurting me, right? Like, it's hurting my productivity. I'm having fun, and it's okay to have fun.
Wait, is it hurting you? Wait, it's really hurting you? Like,
it's hurting my productivity. I'm not getting things done that I otherwise could get done.
Things done?
Yeah.
Like, you're saying, wait.
Accomplishing goals, things that I need to accomplish to live my life as successfully as possible, have a successful business and, grow that and, playing, give it
and activism. Make sure that you mention that. That's your number one purpose in life. I mean, that's, when it comes to activism, you're going to get that done.
Yeah.
The secondary thing is work. And then if you do a video game, what happens is that work suffers, but the activism tends not to.
I am not saying, my activism could suffer too. Like, I might play.
Does that happen?
I might, decide not to go and do something because I've been up too late playing video games.
Okay.
Now, rare that that happens, and, I accept that that's one of the costs of enjoying this particular hobby, and it's okay, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, so I don't mind taking some time off, but there's no doubt that if I were to play video games like that more often, it would definitely be a deleterious effect to me. And you would admit that there are people who have a problem. And to me, I would define an addiction as a habit that has become a problem, meaning that you are suffering in some way from a possible loss of a girlfriend, loss of a job.
See, that's, you just made the same fallacy just now again, is that you're saying you might lose your girlfriend. Well, that's begging the question, man. That's begging the question.
Which question?
Who's to say that a girlfriend is better than porn? You're saying, oh, you might lose a girlfriend. That's a big deal. No, you have
brother,
to
you can have whatever life you want. I mean, that's cool. I mean, if you
no, you're I'm saying that you're saying that video games are getting in the way of me doing this, this, and this.
Yeah,
well, okay,
if you're
begging the question that that is better than video games.
Yeah, you're right. I am saying that human interaction is preferable to, you know, women on screen. I'm going to say that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Ian on this one, too, is that my life experience says that most people are going to be better off with a mate, and most people are going to be better off with a good-paying job.
No, those are awesome, yeah, but what that supposes is that those things will continue, that there's a dichotomy between the two, and that those will, that video games are one thing and not something else, and that no matter what, that is automatically better. Where what I am pretty sure of is that in the as Mark suggested in that podcast or sorry radio show, that is that gender roles are changing, and that you know, you can't look at porn because then you might not have a girlfriend. Well, I think things are going to change.
That's
and
not what I said. That's not what I said. I said that it becomes a problem where let's presume you do value human interaction. All right, I'm not saying you do, but you know,
why I play video games.
Okay. We were talking about pornography as well, though, right? So, let's say you value human interaction, you value having a partner, somebody who's in your life, who cares about you. You know, the porn girl, for instance, isn't going to cook for you. She's not going to snuggle with you in bed. They don't have a porn robot yet to where it's nice and warm and you can enjoy snuggling at night, that kind of thing. So there's definitely some things that the girls in porn aren't going to do for you. But let's say that you value having a partner like that. And you have a porn addiction or a video game addiction or both that has progressed to the point where that partner, who otherwise was very, very nice and loved you very much, has now decided to leave you. I mean, that's a problem, right?
If you value that more.
If you do. Yes. If you value human interaction more than porn.
Now imagine this. Now imagine a scenario where not only are you sitting in front of a screen, you know, taking care of business while watching a video. What if you're doing that and talking to the person and actually can feel the person and smell the person? And
we're talking about Oculus
Rift. Think about an Oculus Rift situation. Uh-huh. There's Oculus Rift.
It's the virtual reality.
Is becoming a real thing. Like a real industry is popping up. Out of Oculus.
I think it's great, man. I mean, I just want to make sure I'm clear with this. If that's what your priorities are, then by all means, dig in and have all the porn and the video games that you want to. Well, you're right. Yeah. This is based on what people think is important. And if we both have different ideas as to what is important, then obviously we're not going to get on the same page with this one, right?
No, it's just my issue is that you're using an argument that is basically the same as what the religious people are using. You can't watch porn because Jesus.
I didn't say you can't watch porn.
No, not you, but I'm saying
you just said I was using a similar argument. So I'm not saying you can't watch porn. I'm just saying that to me, there is a point at which it becomes a problem. And you're saying, no, there's not that point.
Well, if it only becomes a problem if it's basically damaging, if it's changing your ability to get what you want in life. Mm-hmm. Most people want happiness.
That's
Most people just want happiness. You're saying that activism for you is more important than happiness.
That's not true. Activism is happiness.
And messing with government bureaucrats is his greatest joy.
Yeah.
For you, yes. Which is awesome. So then don't play video games.
Well, no, that's happiness too. I'm happy all the time, so I can do whatever I want. But, you know, I'm not saying don't play video games or don't do activism or don't watch porn or don't have a relationship. I'm just saying that at some point it's going to become a problem. I don't hear that from you. You know, and maybe I'm missing what you're saying here, but it sounds to me like you're saying that if porn and video games are some of the highest order for you, that's what your goal in life is, then there is no amount that is too much. Is that right?
I'm saying that if happiness is your goal in life, video games and porn are getting very, very good. They're changing. And I'm not seeing anyone...
But you are saying you can't have a problem, right? Like, if you love porn and video games, then more is better from your perspective, correct?
I mean... obviously.
Hey, embrace it, man. If that's what your thing is, then.
No, well, you're going to, you know, there are people that take it too far where it impedes their happiness. I won't say that doesn't exist. It does. But porn and video games are getting better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
okay.
constantly getting
that's
better,
fine.
And they're getting to a point where.
Dude, embrace it if that's what you love to do. I'm not trying to convince you to stop watching porn or playing video games. I never was.
No,
thanks for the call tonight, Miles. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Just saying, maybe there's a point that it's going too far. Do you think that's possible, Mark? Are you with me on this?
Yes, absolutely.
You're being kind of quiet.
Sure,
over there. Okay.
I mean, it seemed obvious.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE if you can pull yourself away from your porn habit for just a moment.
855-450-3733. Yeah, I hope it didn't feel like I was, like, coming down on somebody. Look, whatever your habits are, your habits, whatever your addictions are, or your addictions, whatever your vices are, it's your business. Sorry, that was Skype. We'll bring our Skype caller here in just a moment. But, it's your business. I don't care what you do with your time, but maybe you should be aware if you've got a problem or not. Is it possible that you could have a problem? Yeah, it's possible. What does it mean to have a problem? At what point of consumption of these things does it become a problem? I guess that's different for everybody.
That's for you to look at in your life. You have to be very clear as to what you want and how your life's going.
Speaking of vices, tell me about how to get some great deals on wine, Mark.
Well, you go to chwine.com. It'll, at the very least, if wine is a vice for you, you'll spend less money on it.
No doubt. And it's really good wine, too.
Yeah, what Cameron Hughes does is he travels around the world, and a great deal of time is spent in Napa Valley. He gets some of the best wines in the world, and he buys their overages. This is the exact same wine. It's just the wine they weren't able to sell in bottles at $100 a piece. He takes them at his website, slaps his own label on them, and sells them from $10 to $30. These are high-end wines. They're delicious, and you're going to know the difference when you try them at chwine.com. Two of his cabs recently were rated over 90 points by Wine Spectator. So you have third parties saying that these wines are high-end wines. We recently tried a couple of them at the CAC at a wine tasting. They're fantastic. They're awesome. You can go to chwine.com, enter coupon code FTL by clicking on the microphone in the upper left-hand corner, and you'll get 20% off of select wines and free shipping. That's a pretty big deal. So there you go, 20% off and free shipping at chwine.com. You click on the microphone in the upper left and enter FTL.
All right, still to come, more discussion about lyrical content, the reading level that one would need to have to read some of the most popular song lyrics has been dropping over the years. But your calls come first, so let's go to John. He's in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, John.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark. I wanted to discuss Chris Cantwell.
Chris Cantwell is our co-host from Wednesday nights who has been indefinitely suspended over something he said on Twitter.
Yeah, the N-word. Mm-hmm. And is there any possibility that you would reconsider him coming back? I mean, is there any way he can, if he apologized, grovel?
Yeah, we already, you must have missed the conversations we had about this topic earlier in the week. I think it was Wednesday night when we really dug into this deep. But, yeah, I mean, there's a path back for Chris, and I would hope that we can have him back on the air at some point.
Okay.
Well, is that all you wanted to know?
What will he need to do, basically?
He's going to need to apologize for using...
Okay. You already said he wouldn't apologize, so that's out.
Well, I mean, so, yeah, I mean, I've talked to him about it. We'll see what happens in the future. But, for now, that's the apology has to be on the table. Otherwise, we're the show that has the guy who's the unapologetic N-word user. And
He did apologize for the frustration and the difficulty that he may have caused Free Talk Live. And further, he did say that he would think twice in the future about doing that again. I felt like that was good enough, personally, but you're saying that's not enough for you?
I think there needs to be an apology for using that word.
It's enough for me. I was asking Mark.
I'm
on Wednesday night on Free Talk Live, and I'm just wondering if there's any path for his getting back on.
Yep. There you go, John. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. So what I was asking, I wasn't asking John, I was asking you, Mark, whether that was acceptable enough, and you're saying no?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not. It's kind of like saying, I'm sorry you're ugly. It's just like, it's an apology around the subject. I mean, there has to be an apology for the subject. The reason he was suspended was for using the word, not because he put us in jeopardy.
But you used the same word that very night on the air on Free Talk Live when you were quoting him.
Yeah, I quoted what he said. It's not the utterance of the word, it's how it's employed, right? Like, he used the N-word and said to a black man who was asking him some questions on Twitter, right? Like, he's a comedian with a popular podcast that opens himself up on Twitter for conversation. The guy you know, is trying to have a conversation. Admittedly, he's badgering Chris. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. And Chris says, shut up, N-word. That's not what I did. All I did was quote him. Do you understand that there's a complete and utter difference?
I understand what you're saying.
There's a difference between me saying that you're, you know, a flaming butthole and saying that, you know, somebody recently called you a flaming butthole.
Okay, so would you want to make him apologize for calling someone a spick, for instance?
Right. Well, I think that is an inappropriate term to use, right? But I think also that it isn't the nuclear option that the N-word is.
Yeah.
And so what I've seen is all I'm doing is looking inside my industry and seeing what happens to people that employ the N-word. And what happens to people who employ the N-word is they get fired. And I don't want Free Talk Live to be fired off of its 158 radio stations any more than you do.
Mm-hmm.
And those radio stations, if an organization like Media Matters or whatever gets a hold of this, and it's not unlikely that they will, Free Talk Live is growing into quite a show, and we have to be prepared for these things. We have to, if you want to be the big show, you need to act like the big show. And to act like the big show, if you have a co-host who drops the N-bomb, that co-host needs some kind of reprimand. Now on Free Talk Live,
he's been indefinitely suspended.
Agreed.
So that's a reprimand. So what you're saying is you don't want him to apologize to the person. You just want him to apologize for using that word.
Right. Essentially, here in America, look, I don't make the rules. All I do is observe how things look. Here in America, the use of the N-word is an insult to everybody who claims to be a black person. Right? Or the vast majority of them.
Mm.
We did have a black lady call in that evening and say that, you know, use it all you want. I don't care. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
And I'm certain there are other people with that opinion. But those aren't the ones with the podium. They're not the ones with the microphone. The people with the microphone and the podium are going to get you taken off the air. Do you think that the people with the microphones and the podium agree with Free Talk Live's stand on liberty?
Probably not.
Yeah, they don't. And that means that they will use this lever, this ability to go after Free Talk Live and any talk radio show. They're not just going to stop at Free Talk Live. They're going to say, at all of conservative talk radio, as though we're conservative. And they're going to lump us all together and try to throw us all in, you know, under the bus. And that's all I'm saying is that you don't give people like that an opportunity.
Yeah, I guess I feel like you've put Chris in a position that's going to be difficult for him to come back from because, on one hand, you're not demanding he apologize to this person who was badgering him on Twitter. I mean, his purpose was to insult this person, and that's what, you know, that was what his goal was. I don't believe Chris is a racist.
No, he wanted
to say something that would be as incisive and as a low blow and as an insult as possible. So he's not going to want to apologize for that, and you're not asking him for that. You're asking him to apologize for using that word. Which, it seems like, you know, on one hand, he's not going to apologize to that person. On the other hand, he has already apologized for whatever danger that he may have put us in, and further has said he would think twice about doing so in the future. So that seems to me like an acceptable thing. But anyway, we'll come back with more here. 855-450-FREE. You can share how you think on whatever you want on Free Talk Live.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. We do have time for you here if you want to share your thoughts with us about whatever's on your mind. Anything from what we've already discussed to whatever happens to be on your mind. We were talking about the lyrical intelligence of song lyrics, popular music lyrics, and how it's been getting worse over time. That the grade level, the reading level of the lyrics has been slowly falling over the last decade and probably beyond that, but the study only covered the last 10 years. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, but we continue with your calls and thoughts in a moment. I want to also let you know how to get Bitcoin. It is ExpressCoin.com, the best choice for getting your cryptocurrency, whether it's Bitcoin, Litecoin, or even Dogecoin. You go to ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, and you can feel good because they are a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and you can even do it from your smartphone with their app, which you can download at ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee at all. So get started over at ExpressCoin.com, and don't forget coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. As we continue with your calls, we've got Zach in Ithaca on the line via Skype. Hello, Zach.
Hey, how you doing?
Can you hear me? Good, sir. Go ahead. Yep, you're great. Go ahead.
I spend a lot, perhaps an excessive amount of time on Twitter. It might be my own personal masturbatory addiction, if you want to call it that. But one of the trending topics today was Chuck C. Johnson, the self-described Twitter terrorist, internet troll slash pseudo-journalist guy.
Twitter terrorist.
He described himself as that.
What does that mean?
He said, you may be social justice warriors, but I am a Twitter terrorist. And that was one of the tweets of his I retweeted, because he's playing a character. He's made that clear. I first heard of him. The point is that he's a trending topic today because his account has been suspended for the fourth time.
Uh-huh.
We can go into that if you want. But I first heard of him about a month ago on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast number 640, where Joe Rogan had him on simply because he kind of wanted to understand what was going on with this guy and what he was up to. And he originally came to prominence because they had that supposed gang rape that went on at the fraternity that was covered in Rolling Stone, and then the story fell apart.
Yeah, that story did fall apart.
He was the guy that basically was the one who unraveled the sweater by pulling on the string. Like, he called the fraternity, so on and so forth. And then he, in turn, got branded as outing a rape accuser, whereas his point was there never was a rape to have been accused, and really he was exposing a liar. So, and it goes on from there. He's done intentionally outrageous, continuous trollish things online simply because that's, you know, what his whole thing is. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I am unfamiliar with this character, but I've heard some of the stories you're talking about. You're saying he's playing a character, that Chuck Johnson is not actually, like, you know, sort of like Chris Cantwell plays a character, that the real Chuck Johnson isn't what he's like on Twitter, or what?
Well, the way it was described on Joe Rogan is that his real name is Charles C. Johnson, but that was taken by some guy in Michigan, so he became Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
And he does, on some level, he makes money doing what he's doing. He has a staff, and he was a right-wing kind of commentator guy. He has a lot of legit credentials on his resume. He's parlayed that into becoming whatever. He's a new specimen, but I don't really have an opinion one way or another, except that the guy likes it when people, you know, say what he wants them to say, and then other times he bashes people who he is opposed to, but...
Why did Twitter suspend him? What's their official reason for the suspension? Because, I mean, you know,
I've never heard of a Twitter suspension.
Yeah, being controversial.
It happens.
I mean, just being controversial shouldn't get you suspended.
The specific tweet for this suspension was, there is another person on Twitter named, he's at DeRay. He's a guy who's an online activist, and he and Chuck C. Johnson have had a war of words over the long periods of time. And Chuck C. Johnson put up a tweet that said, if I have enough money, I can track down anybody. And then a following tweet saying, anyone who helps you want to raise money to destroy at DeRay, go to this GoFundMe right here. And that was last night, and I woke up this morning, and they're talking about, I woke up this afternoon, and they're talking about how his account's suspended, people are dancing on his grave, other people are comparing this to censorship, like even the biggest troll in the world should be allowed to have a voice.
Is the idea that he was, you know, the suggestion was that was violence, that he was going to take him out in some sort of a violent manner?
Destroy doesn't sound like the right term.
It says here, go to gotnews.com/donate if you want to give money to taking out at DeRay.
And then at DeRay took umbrage to this. He reported it saying, I feel threatened.
Mm-hmm.
Then he equated it to, if he said, I'm going to take out the cops, that he'd have them beating down his door.
He's probably right about that.
Mm, yeah.
I think, everyone is using this. The at DeRay guy is as much of a troll on some level as Chuck C. Johnson. They're out there beating their chests and doing it ultimately for their own benefit, I think. But regardless, I find it very fascinating and kind of tying into your discussion about the N-word. Can I say it? Can I say that?
I'd prefer you not do that. I'd have to dump you if you did.
I asked. We all have safe words. But, that is the nuclear option when it comes to, saying something intended to make someone upset. It's the worst thing you can say. Chuck C. Johnson, he likes to play around on Twitter. He said, people like calling him a ginger because he's a redhead.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't have to tell you what ginger is an anagram for, you racist. Ha 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 ha. Like, so the guy's doing it for his own entertainment as much. And I predict that when this all blows over.
Oh, I just figured that one out. Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
You are so quick.
He is going to have another Twitter account, or he's going to do something else. Oh, and what this might be tied into is the leak of all the adult friend finder information. He's been going through it. He's already outed one guy with security clearance, and Andrew Ondheimer, whatever, this other major internet troll guy, they're kind of like frenemies online. And he says when he gets back online, they're going to be leaking all the weird people who were on Adult Friend Fire. Not weird, but people in positions of influence. So maybe that's why his Twitter got nuked. He's because he's about to dox a bunch of people.
Sounds a little paranoid. I don't know, man. That's a good question. It says here he expects to have, this is Recode.net reporting on it, that Johnson says he was not threatening the man's life and expects to have his Twitter account back in the next day or two. However, Twitter is not commenting on the suspension, so it is not known officially for how long he is suspended.
Ultimately, this will all play right into Chuck C. Johnson's hands.
Oh, yeah.
It's not his obituary, and people like to think it is, but the guy's going to come back and keep being the same trollish troll that he likes to troll. And it's kind of fun to watch. I don't know.
Does this have any correlation to Cantwell, or did you just thought you'd mention it because it has some similarities?
It seems like every topic you guys have is related to every other topic because this is life, you know, and it's all interwoven. And I like hearing you guys talk about interesting things. That's why I encouraged Sean Atwood to call in for 7 months, and that turned out to be one of the most fascinating conversations I've ever heard in my life.
Call. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Zach. Appreciate
you. Keep encouraging interesting people to call in.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Hashtag Twithaca all the way.
Thanks,
I love you guys.
Appreciate that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I do have an article here, Mark, by Gawker.com. What is Chuck Johnson and why? The web's worst journalist explains. If you were active on social media this weekend, this is kind of old here. This is from 2014, so he's been around for a little bit. You may have noticed frequent references to a website called Got News and a writer named Charles C. Johnson. Often these references took the form of tweets like, hey, Twitter, @support, can you ban @ChuckCJohnson forever and prevent him from using your website to harass more people? And then other tweets that are very similar asking Twitter to ban this guy. Who is @ChuckCJohnson and why do people want him banned from Twitter? This guide is for the lucky few who haven't caught up on the story of Chuck C. Johnson and are curious why so many people, particularly in the mainstream media, despise him. Who is he? Johnson is a California-based 26-year-old independent journalist and proprietor of GotNews.com, where he publishes the majority of his articles. According to his online biography, he's written for a litany of conservative publications in the past, including The Wall Street Journal, Weekly Standard, and New York Sun. He's also the author of two books, one of which is enthusiastically blurbed by Texas Senator Ted Cruz. He's a conservative journalist? Not exactly. Johnson rejects being labeled as a conservative. He describes himself instead as a radical and a revolutionary. He frequently feuds with other conservative journalists. In a tweet published earlier in December, Johnson wrote, quote, I'm going to enthusiastically burn down the entire political establishment for fun. It's time someone did. Doesn't sound so bad so far. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we'll talk about that friend finder hack. I've got that story, too.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip so you you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection, layers of shielding material, cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us on the radio waves here on this live Sunday edition. We got time for you. 855-453. We just had Zach in Ithaca telling us about this Chuck C. Johnson guy on Twitter. I hadn't heard about him before, but had you, Mark? Had you heard about him?
Never heard the term. No, never heard the name.
He's been banned from Twitter, and I don't know how often that happens. But there's an article here over at Gawker about, you know, who is this guy? Why should we care about him? And I don't know if yet I do care about him. I'm indifferent at this point, but I'm curious to know a little bit more about it. Apparently, he was banned for saying he was going to take out someone, another Twitterer. And, you know, what does it mean to say you're going to take someone out? That could mean that you're going to take them out in a nonviolent manner, that you're going to just take them out of the
Twitter sphere. I'm going to drive them off of Twitter in the way that, say, Joss Whedon has been, driven off of Twitter, or at least shut down his Twitter account because he couldn't handle the noise or whatever it was.
But as the person to whom he wanted to take out, that he tweeted this at, said, and rightfully so, he's a black guy, by the way, that was the one that was tweeted at, the one that was supposedly going to be taken out. As he pointed out, if he were to write the same thing, you know, at NYPD, you know, tweet at them that I'm going to take you out, that's going to get you a felony charge or something like that.
It's at the very least going to get you a visit.
Yeah, it's going to get you some kind of criminal threatening charge. I mean, we've seen, Mark, people who've been arrested and charged with things and ultimately maybe dropped those charges later, but have gone through a hellacious time simply for posting things like song lyrics on Facebook.
Yeah, we have seen song lyrics.
So who is Charles C. Johnson? This is Gawker.com. He is a 26-year-old independent journalist and a proprietor of a news website. Going on here, They say he's not exactly a conservative journalist. He's rejected being labeled a conservative and has even said that he's going to enthusiastically burn down the entire political establishment for fun. It's time someone did. Another question from Gawker. So he's a crazy conservative journalist. Well, sort of. Johnson is well known for ending the career of a foreign policy analyst named Elizabeth Obagi, who, among other things, misrepresented her academic credentials to her employer, the Institute for the Study of War. More recently, he's drawn attention for his flawed reporting in the Senate Republican primary race in Mississippi. And
so it's, you know, it is in the area of journalism, it's really, really, really important to be able to go after people in the government and show them when they tell lies. So, mm-hmm. you know, that gives this guy a lot of cred in my book. Now, they're claiming that his other reporting is flawed, but I don't know how or why.
If he's just another crazy conservative journalist, why has he become so internet famous is the next question. The answer, Johnson is equally well known for publishing stories that fall apart under the slightest scrutiny. The list of Johnson stories that have been proven wrong is long, but his greatest hits include, now remember, this was written in December, so you know, who knows what he's written since then.
There's another 6 months or almost 6 months.
Right, so some of his greatest hits include falsely accusing a New York Times reporter of secretly posing for Playgirl. After that, the reporter David Kirkpatrick published a story that deflated a few Benghazi conspiracy theories.
I'll let you finish that sentence again. I'm sorry about that. Playgirl these days, not so much of an insult, right? Like, Playgirl isn't exactly catching somebody who's in the porn industry. It's much more it's much more art than many of these other
things.
When's
the last time you checked out a Playgirl?
Playgirl, Playboy.
I said Playgirl originally, and you said Playgirl when you were talking to me.
Oh, so I see. I'm sorry. I was thinking Playboy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're saying you haven't read Playgirl recently?
No, I know. I haven't read. Okay. I haven't checked out Playboy recently either.
Got it.
But I did, however, send a subscription of Playgirl to a guy in prison who had bothered me after I got out.
So that way everyone would see him getting the magazine, that kind of thing?
He would actually have to go to the front office and return it in some way, but, it's going to get around.
Erroneously reporting that former is another one of his supposedly bad stories. Erroneously reporting that former Newark Mayor Cory Booker didn't actually reside in Newark. And further contributing reporting to the Daily Caller's infamous story about New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez allegedly soliciting prostitutes in the Dominican Republic. The story turned out to be complete fabrication and may have even been planted by the Cuban government. Plus, he thinks Obama is gay. And then they cite...
A lot of people say that, but... I just don't care, I guess.
He does say that, quote, I know we aren't supposed to talk about this, but Obama is clearly gay, guys. Not that there's anything wrong with that. There's some other related tweets as well. But skipping ahead, Johnson seems pretty clearly incompetent, but why do people loathe him? Johnson's work for larger news organizations is mostly inept rubbish, but the stuff he publishes on gotnews.com tends to be intensely hateful, bizarre, non sequitur, victim-attacking bile, directly from and directly for the online right wing's ID. Johnson likes to publish articles, for example, insinuating that victims of police violence, particularly black victims, pretty much had it coming. Earlier this year, he collected screenshots of murdered teenager Michael Brown's Instagram account, and wrote, quote, Brown's Instagram account also shows a violent streak that may help to explain what led to a violent confrontation with police officer Darren Wilson, Johnson wrote. In other words, Brown deserved to die. He gave a similar treatment to a pregnant woman named Donella Connors, who was blinded by a beanbag fired by police officers in Ferguson, Missouri, to quell protesters. Since Connors apparently lacked a criminal record, Johnson went after her boyfriend, DeAngelis Lee, in an article titled, quote, Breaking, blinded pregnant Ferguson protester's boyfriend tried killing cops with car is criminal, unquote. To drive the point home, Johnson embedded a video of Lee rapping. That's really racist, says the questioner. Yes, and these articles also put a lie to Johnson's self-spun image as a radical patriot fighting against the political establishment. In article after article, he props up the interest.
You know, this happens to me all the time. When people want to take down Free Talk Live a peg, the first thing they do is they say, hey, you know, one of their main hosts, Mark Edge, he's the convicted murderer. Mm-hmm. He's a convicted murderer, right. murderer. Like, they just say this over and over again. I kind of knew that going in, that when I came out as Mark Edge and got rid of my name Manwich, that this was going to happen. Right? Like, you know, it was going to happen. It was all part of the plan.
What's that have to do with this guy, Charles Johnson?
Well, I think that to some extent when you are a protester that the expectation should be, you know, this lady's out pregnant protesting. I'm not saying she deserved to get to lose an eye or get shot in the face or anything like that. But, you know, the news about your life is going to come out. It shows success, for one. It shows that you have had some level of success. I don't know specifically whether Michael Brown deserved it or not, but it's not racist to look up his criminal record.
It's not just, well, I agree with you. I don't really necessarily feel like what he said there was racist, but the article says here.
Well, yeah, yes, the article is written by some flaming liberal who says, right, if you say something bad about a black person, you're a bigot. And that is, in and of itself, racism.
Well, it does point out here, and probably correctly so, that despite his image of this radical patriot fighting against the political establishment, in article after article, he props up the interests of one of the most powerful political lobbies in the country, the police. It's not just Johnson's attitude toward people of color who've been victimized by cops. Johnson, in general, likes to retaliate against certain individuals by publishing their personal information, a.k.a. doxing. A recent example, after the New York Times published a copy of former Ferguson cop Darren Wilson's marriage certificate and named the street on which he used to live, Johnson published the home addresses down to the house and apartment numbers of the pair of reporters who authored the Times story. The headline read, "Why can't we publish addresses of New York Times reporters?" And I would say that's well within his First Amendment rights to do. That it's, you know, if it's public information, then you can publish that information. That's, you know, I don't think that's a problem, but it certainly is a tacky thing to do. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, New York Times probably wouldn't post his address, which shows who the better news agency is.
Is that why people want Twitter to permanently ban him, is the next question. Well, the most recent calls for Johnson to be banned from Twitter, and again, what brought this guy up to our radar is a caller earlier who said he was just banned from Twitter, finally. Arose from Johnson's decision to publish what he claims is the full name of Jackie, the woman who spoke to Rolling Stone about being raped at UVA fraternity in 2012. It's not yet clear whether the name Johnson published is Jackie's real name, but Johnson was so sure that Jackie lied about being raped that he began issuing threats on Twitter to publish more information about her, saying, "I'm giving Jackie until later tonight to tell the truth, and then I'm going to start revealing everything about her past." But our caller said that he was right about this one, that this girl did lie about being raped?
Yes. The story was, yes, that's correct.
And I don't know if this author knew about that at the time when writing this piece, so I'm not sure what the time frame is there. So anyway, that's some information about who this guy is. Let's go to Tom.
If the author leaves the story up, it just shows credibility on that part of that author.
In Hudson, you're on Free Talk Live. Tom.
Yeah, I get requests in the mail from various nonprofits asking me for money. And one of the ones I got recently, which I respectfully declined, was the hate-mongering bigot known as Mothers Against Drunk Driving, so-called. They're not all mothers, and they're not against drunk driving. What they are is a hate group that promotes bigotry and unprovoked state-sponsored violence against anybody younger than 21, no matter how responsibly the person drinks alcohol.
Tom, thanks for the call. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We'll come back with more here in moments. Hour number three is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.